平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几处经文。
We'll read a few scriptures.
第一处经文是路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章，从十八节我们读到三十六节。
From verse 18 to 36.
路加福音第九章，大家都翻到了。如果你有中文圣经就跟我一起读，我们一起读好吧。路加福音第九章十八节，耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同他在那里。耶稣问他们说，众人说我是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？彼得回答说，是神所立的基督。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不可将这事告诉人。又说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每场死位以前必看见神的果。说了这话以后约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说，夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。他却不知道所说的是什么。说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。声音住了，只见耶稣一人在那里。但那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。第二处经文。
The next scripture.
49-50.
From verse 49-50.
49节，耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说，不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的，就是帮助你们的。第三处经文，57节，一直读到末了。57节。
Verse 57。
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。 又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。我们再低头有一点祷告。
Have another word of prayer.
父，我们何等感恩。
Father, how grateful we are.
按着你所应许的，主啊，凡两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就与他们同在。
According to your promise, you said two or three gathered together, you are with them.
在七日的头一日，就是复活的早晨。
On the first day of the seven days, that is the morning of resurrection.
在你的桌子面前，你向我们显现了。
You revealed yourself to us at your table.
孩子向你祈求。
As your child, I plead with you.
求你除去孩子脸上的帕子。
May you remove the veil on my face.
你说你的灵在哪里，哪里就得着自由。
You said wherever your spirit is, there will be liberty.
让你的儿女们，主啊，再也都能够敞着脸来到你面前。
Let all your children come before you with an unveiled face.
那你脸上的荣光就是父怀里独生子的荣光来吸引我们。
May the light of the glory on your face, that is light of the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, draw us near.
虽然我们原本是出于尘土，本当归于尘土，但是如今你在基督里释放我们。
Thus we are, and to dust we shall return. But you have delivered us in Jesus Christ.
愿早间一点时间，你仍然与我们同在。
This morning, may you be with us.
向我们众人显现。
And reveal yourself to your congregation.
传的、翻的和听的，都在你里头一同的蒙恩。
The speaker, the translator, and the listeners, we are all blessed in you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.上一次我们交通到这个五饼二鱼的服事。
Last time we had shared about a service of five loaves and two fish.
服事对神的儿女来讲实在是太重要了。
And service is very important for children of God.
因为神的生命就是服事的生命。
Because a life of God is a life of service.
正如他儿子所见证的，人子来并不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Just like the Son of God had testified, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
但是我们这些人不仅仅是应该服侍。
Not only we ought to serve.
但是服侍实在是我们的福分。
But to be able to serve is truly our blessing.
一个神的儿女如果不服侍，他生命就很难长大。
Because as the children of God, if he does not serve, his life will not grow.
生命如果不成熟，父神在基督耶稣里所赐各样属灵的丰富，我们基本上都很没有办法享受。
If a life does not come to maturity and it cannot enjoy, basically cannot enjoy all the blessings in Christ.
一个婴孩在他父亲的家里他能是享受的实在是太有限了。
It is very limited for a baby to enjoy in his father's house.
这也是为什么许多神的儿女在那里说我们信主，哎呀，所蒙的恩典实在太少。
That's the reason why many children of God said they were not so blessed in God.
有的时候还觉得比外邦人所领受的恩典还少一点。
Sometimes they even thought they were not much blessed as they even the Gentiles.
甚至都觉得自己吃亏了。
They even thought that they were they had suffered loss.
这孩子越小呢，他所能享受他父家的区别就越小。
The smaller a child is, the less difference he would feel in the father's house.
我们中间出我们家的孩子或者我们中间出生的刚出生的这些孩子
like the children among us when the children were first born
和那些亿万富翁他们家里出生的孩子其实在他们出生的时候想说差别不是很大
at the time when they were just born basically there was no difference between them and the children who were born to the millionaires
等到孩子可以走路能跑步的时候，那差别就已经要开始显出来了。
But you'll see the difference when the children when they can run.
等到他们上学的时候，我们孩子上的学跟这些亿万富翁孩子上的学就大不一样了。
But you'll see the bigger difference when they go to school.
等到他们孩子成年以后要承受产业的时候，
When the time comes, the children are about to inherit the inheritance.
他们之间的差别可能至少不是我所能想象的。
That difference is at least something I cannot imagine.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果地上的父亲跟地上的产业差别都是这样
，It is so for the earthly father and the earthly inheritance.
我们的天父和他所有的，其实任何一个父亲他能够比拟的。
What our heavenly father has is far beyond what any earthly father has.
但是我们属灵生命不长进
，But if our spiritual life does not grow，
我们就没有办法承受并且享受附加所有一切属灵的丰
盛。We'll be unable to inherit or enjoy all those blessings in the Father's house。
所以，其实服事是我们这个我们生儿女的一个福分。
So truly, indeed, to serve is a blessing as the children of God.
我们不仅仅在神面前是做儿女的
，Not only are we the children of God，
我们同时也是做神的仆人。
We are also God's servants。
我们每一个人都是神用他儿子的血买赎回来。
Each and every one we were bought by his precious blood。
所以我们每一个人的生命都是属神。
So and our life all belong to God。
虽然他有这个绝对的耐心。
Although God has the absolute long suffering，
他从来不勉强任何人做事。
He would never force us to do anything。
但这不能够改变一个事实。
But that will not change the fact。
他是主人。
He is a master。
我们都是他的仆人。
We are his servants。
而且我们每个人都是被他的旨意被召。
And each and every one of us were called by according to his will。
没有一个例外。
No exceptions。
但不过呢，如果仆人不服侍，主人就没有办法调教他。
But if as a servant, if the servant doesn't serve, the master is not able to discipline him.
也许我们觉得这也没什么大不了。
You may think it's not a big deal.
的确，如果我们神所做的事情跟一般的人做的事情是一样的话
，If what our God is doing is the same as others.
如果主耶稣在地上只是伺候人的话
，If our Lord was just attending to people's needs on the earth，
那的确也没什么大不了。
And it's truly is no big deal。
就跟我们当初从中国到美国来选导师一样。
It's just like when we came from China and when we choose our professors advisors。
如果一个实验室跟别人做的实验能够做的实验是一样的话。你选哪个导师都无所谓。
If the laboratory when they do the same thing as other labs and there's no difference whoever you choose.
但如果有一个导师，他能做的所有人都不能做。
But if one professor is doing something utterly different than others.
你说我申请这个导师是那个导师是这个学生亏了还是这个学生赚了？
Is it profitable or not if I apply for this professor?
我们的神是奇妙。
Our God is marvelous.
如果我们不学习服事
，If we do not learn to serve，
我们根本不晓得基督做事的法则。
We will not be able to know the principle of how Christ does things.
诗篇九十二篇的作者是这样的赞美。
In Psalm 92，
耶和华，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深。
Oh Lord, how great are your works? Your thoughts are very deep.
能够从我们主那里学习服事，实在是我们的福分。
It is truly our blessing, to learn how to serve from our Lord.
无论是从作为儿女的角度来说，还是做仆人的角度来说
，Whether it's from the perspective as the children of God or as the servants of God,
服事我们的神，都是我们的福分。
It's truly our blessing to serve our God.
但是服事有两种
，But there are two types of service.
一种服事是不需要跟从主。
One type of service that you do it does not require you to follow Jesus.
一种服侍呢是要跟从。
Another is to follow Jesus.
我们的路加福音第九章这里，我们看见主耶稣开始训练他的门徒。
From Luke chapter 9, we see that Lord Jesus started to train his disciples how to serve.
这个他并没有教门徒们怎么做事情。
But he did not teach them how to do things.
也没有教他们怎么预备传道的稿子。
And he did not teach them how to write the script of preachings.
而是反复告诉这个门徒说你要跟从。
But repeatedly he told them, his disciples, follow me.
要跟从。
Follow me.
但是我们在49节这里，我们看见有这样一个人。
Verse 49, it says,
约翰说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼。我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说，不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们。
Now John said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side.
我们看见这个人的服事虽然也是赶鬼。
We see here is a person that he was casting out demons.
而且是奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
And in Jesus' name.
但是他却不是跟从耶稣的。
But he was not a follower of Jesus.
他从外面的事情来看，这个他赶鬼跟门徒们赶鬼，其实差不了多少。
Outwardly, there might be much a difference from his casting out demons and the disciples casting out demons.
但他从人里面的光景来讲，他的光景跟这个门徒们的服事的区别是本质的。
But inwardly, his service has fundamental difference from the disciples.
门徒的服事是跟从耶稣的服事。
The disciples serve and follow Jesus.
而这个人的服事呢，不跟从耶稣的服事呢，最多是帮忙的服事。
But this person serve without following Jesus, to the most, he's just helping out.
如果不是帮到忙的话，
if not making things worse,
弟兄姊妹们，
but and sisters,
跟从耶稣还是不跟从耶稣这件事情实在是太重要了。
Whether or not you are following Jesus is very important.
无论这个服事是什么样的服事，
no matter what type of service,
甚至无论这个服事本身对神有没有价值，
or even the service itself.Whether it's valuable to God.
只要服侍的人，他不是跟从主。
As long as this person who serve is not a follower of Jesus.
或者他所做的事情不是主所吩咐的。
Or what he does was not commanded by the Lord.
那么这个服侍的人，对神来讲就没有太大的价值。
And this servant, this person who serve, does not have much value to God.
不同的人服侍有不同的目的跟动机。
Many people serve according to they have different motivations.
有的人服侍呢是因为责任跟义务。
Some serve according to their responsibilities or duties.
有的人服侍是为了人的荣耀。
Some serve for the glory of man.
有的人的服侍是因着自己的意愿跟要求跟喜好的。
Some serve according to his own will or pleasure.
但不管怎么样，只要这个人的服事呢不是跟从主。
But no matter what, as long as he's not following the Lord.
无论这个服事的内容能不能讨神的喜悦。
No matter what whether the content of the service please God or not.
这个仆人呢都不能够讨神的喜悦。
This servant himself cannot please God.
因为父神亲自在云彩中做见证说。
Because God the Father testified himself in the cloud.
他说他的喜悦都在他的爱子里。
All his pleasures are in his beloved son.
虽然主耶稣因为他很久的忍耐，
although because of his long suffering,
他今天不会禁止我们这样的服事。
He will not forbid us to serving like this today.
但是将来主来的那时候呢？
But on that day when the Lord comes,
圣经说有许多的人对主说主啊主啊我不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多的异能吗
Many will say to the Lord in that day Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name.
而主却要回答他们说，我从不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
But the Lord declared to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
弟兄姊妹们，跟从主，跟从主耶稣是何等关键的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, following the Lord is so pivotal.
一个人如果不跟从主的话，即便他可以奉主的名赶鬼、传道、行许多的异能。
If one does not follow the Lord, even if when he can cast out demons and preach and do many wonders in the Lord's name,
虽然他外面做的事情呢都不抵挡神。
Although he's not doing anything against God.
如果我们做得好的话，还是帮助神。
If he does well, he may help.
但是这个人却不是神所认识。
But this person is not new. It's not known by God.
这个人在神那里有多少的价值？
And does not have much value in God, to God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers, sisters.
这是多大的亏损。
What a great loss it is.
主向你我所要的是门徒的服侍。
What the Lord required of us is a service as a disciples.
是儿子的服侍。
As sons.
不是帮忙的服侍。
Not a helping out.
因为他根本不需要任何人的帮忙。
Because he does not need any help from anyone.
好，我们回到正题。我们怎么才有这个门徒的服侍
？How can we serve as disciples？
就从两，因为我粗浅的认识，就从两个方面来交通。
We'll share this from two perspectives.
首先，一个门跟从耶稣的人，门徒的服侍必定是一个祷告的人。
As a follower of Jesus, he must be a man of prayer.
因为主耶稣他自己就是一个祷告的人。
Because our Lord Jesus Himself is a man of prayer.
祷告的人和用祷告这个服侍的人是不是有区别的
？A person, a man of prayer, is different from the man who serve with prayers.
A man of prayer.
A man of prayer.
祷告的人是一个 a man of prayer.圣经里多次记载主耶稣离开人群去祷告。
In the scripture records, many times, our Lord Jesus left the multitudes to pray.
很多情况下都是我们所意外的。很多的情况都是我们所意外的。
many occasions are not what we expected.
路加福音第五章那里说，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5 says, a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he himself withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
第六章他说，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告时。
Chapter 6, it says, Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer.
马可福音第一章，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来，到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Mark chapter 1, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
第六章，主耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹之后，就辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Chapter 6, after our Lord had performed the miracle, five loaves and two fish, he then sent them away and departed to the mountain to pray.
很明显，主耶稣祷告并不是按部就班的祷告。
Our Lord's prayer is not according to routine.
他不是因着需要而有的祷告。
Or according to needs.
当然，弟兄姊妹不要误会我。
But do not get me wrong.
我并不是说谢饭祷告或者说参加祷告聚会是不需要。
I'm not saying that there's no need to say grace before meals or go to prayer meetings.
我也不是说神不喜悦我们有需要的时候才到神面前去祷告。
I'm not saying that we should not go to the Lord to pray when we have needs.
恰恰相反。
On the contrary,
任何的情况，只要 我们回转到神面前去祷告，神都是喜悦。
Anytime when we come before, as long as we come before the Lord to pray, the Lord is pleased.
不过呢，我们这个主耶稣并不是指是祷告聚会的时候才祷告。
But our Lord does not pray only at prayer meetings.
也不是只有需要的时候。
Only when he has some needs to pray to the Father.
他是一个祷告的人。
He is a man of prayer.
祷告是他这个属灵生命的一个这个体征。
Praying is a feature of his spiritual life.
我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们每一个重生的人都有这个属灵的生命。
Each and every one who is born again, we all have this spiritual life.
但是凡跟从主的人必须要学会活在这个生命。
But if you, when you are, wanted to follow the Lord, you have to learn how to live in this spiritual life.
对我们的属灵生命的来说呢，祷告是一件再自然不过的事情。
To pray is a very natural for the spiritual life.
但是我们常常活在信主以前那个老亚当的生命。
But oftentimes we live in this old life, this old Adam's life.
我们刚才读过的这段经文。
We have read the scripture.
只提到彼得、约翰、雅各跟从耶稣到山上去祷告。
Only mentioned only Peter, John, and James went with Jesus to the mountain to pray.
圣经里没有提到为什么其他的门徒怎么没有跟。
Scripture did not mention why other disciples did not follow him to pray.
也许在山下正忙着赶鬼。
They might be busy with casting out demons.
或许有其他很重要的事情。
Or some other important matters.
但是我相信的神不偏待人。
But I believe there's no partiality with God.
只要你愿意。
As long as you're willing.
主耶稣就乐意带我们到山上祷告。
Our Lord Jesus is willing to take us to into prayers.
当然神从来不勉强任何人做任何事情。
But our God never force anyone to do anything.
他不会因为我们没有跟主耶稣到山上去祷告。惩罚我们。
He will not punish us because we did not follow him to pray.
但是凡愿意凭着信心到神面前。
But those who are willing to come before him in faith.
神就在暗中赏赐他们。
God will reward them in secret.
虽然这个彼得、约翰、雅各跟主耶稣到山上祷告。
Although when Peter, John, and James went with Jesus to pray on the mountain,
也许错过了赶鬼。
They may miss the casting out demons.
或者错过其他我们认为更重要的事情。
Or they might have missed some other things we think are important.
但是呢，神却让他们看到了神的国。
But God let them see the kingdom of God.
看见耶稣的荣光。
They saw the glory of Jesus.
就是父怀中独生子的荣光。
The glory of the only begotten Son of the Father.
这正是耶稣所应许。
This is what our Lord Jesus had promised.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
我也要爱他。
And I will love him.
并且要向他显现。
And manifest myself to him.
神是乐意启示的神。
Our Lord is willing to reveal himself.
他乐意启示他的儿子给。
He's willing to reveal his son to us.
圣灵呢，就是借着我们祷告的时候。
The Spirit, at the time of our prayer,
把他的儿子赐给向他祷告的人。
The Spirit will reveal his son to those who are praying.
在信心里头向祷告的人显现。
And to manifest himself, to those who are who pray.
这就是为什么许多人在那里问这耶稣到底是谁。
That is why many were they are asking who is Jesus.
有的人说是施洗约翰从死里复活。
Some say that it was John who had risen from the dead.
有的人说呢是以利亚显现。
And some said that Elisha had appeared.
因为他行这个五饼二鱼的神迹。
Because he performed the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
还有人说呢，他是古时的一个先知复活。
And some say that's one of the he's one of the old prophets had risen again.
而彼得呢，他却说。
But Peter said.
耶稣是神所立的基督，是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Christ of God, the Son of God.
一点都不稀奇。
is not so amazing.
正是圣灵在彼得祷告的时候向他所启示。
That is what the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter when he was praying.
我们在变化山上也看见这件事。
And we saw this on the Mount of Transfiguration.
当门徒在那里祷告的时候。
When the disciples were praying.
耶稣的容貌就改变。
And the appearance of his face was altered.
衣服洁白放光。
His robe became white and glistening.
而且呢父神又亲自为他的爱子做见证。
And the God the Father testified for his son.
这是我的爱子，你要听从他。
This is my beloved son, hear him.
弟兄姊妹们，除非圣灵的感动，没有人口称耶稣基督为主。
Brothers and sisters, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
若非圣灵的启示呢，我们也不可能看见主耶稣的荣光。
We will not be able to see the glory of Jesus Christ except by the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
更不可能跟从主。
And also it's impossible for us to follow him.
所以呢，彼得在年老的时候做见证说，基督是用他的自己的荣耀和美德吸引我们，召我们。
So, Peter later on testified that Christ called us by his glory and virtue.
如果我们做基督的门徒的人啊，
If as disciples of Christ,
如果我们还没有在祷告里遇见过神，
If we've never met him in our prayers,
不要灰心，
Do not be dismayed.
因为经上应许，
Because the scripture has promised,
爱我的我也爱他，
I love those who love me.
恳切寻求我的就必得寻见，
And those who seek me diligently will find me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神的应许，
This is a promise of God.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
只要你愿意，他必向你显现。
As long as you are willing, he will manifest himself to you.
恳切寻求的就必寻得见。
Those who seek diligently will find.
对这个遇见主呢，对这个一个祷告的人来说，是太重要了。
So meeting with the Lord is very important for the man of prayers.
如果说遇见主不是我们祷告唯一的目的。
If you say, if meeting the Lord is not the sole purpose of our prayers,
那也是最最重要的一件事。
It should be the most important purpose.
对于一个学习服事的门徒来说，
for a disciple who's learning to serve,
在祷告中遇见主更是重要。
It is even more important to meet the Lord in our prayers.
我们平时，当然我自己，包括我自己，常常都是因为服事的需要才到神面前去。
Oftentimes, When we come before the Lord when we have needs.
刚才我们已经提到，虽然这已经很好了。
We mentioned that it is good.
许多人有需要也不到神面前。
Many people even don't come to the Lord even when they have needs.
这样的服事不是神所需要。
But that to serve, that's what the Lord, that's not what the Lord wants.
更不是神所喜悦。
Also, it's not what pleases the Lord.
但是呢，我们在服事中有需要学习到面前到主面前祷告还是不够的。
It's not enough for us to learn to for us to pray just when we have needs.
虽然每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都是这样开始。
Although and that's how we began.
我还不晓得有没有例外。
I do not know any exceptions.
但是呢，我们看见呢，我们看读刚才这段经文，我们看见我们主耶稣却不是这样。
But when from the scripture we've just read, this is not so for as for our Lord Jesus' prayer.
主耶稣的祷告和他的服事的次序是跟我们完全不同。
The order of our Lord Jesus' prayer and service is totally different from ours.
在四本福音书里面呢，只有两次详细记载。主耶稣的应该这么讲，只有两次的祷告是圣经详细记载。
And in the four Gospels, and only two places recorded our Lord's prayer in details.
一次呢是克西马尼园的祷告。
The one is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
另外一次呢，就是我们今天刚才读的这个变化山上的。
The other is a prayer on the Mount of Transfiguration.
当然，关于变化山上的这件事情呢，我们最关注的是耶稣荣耀的显现。
So, Oftentimes we are what concerns us the most for the Mount of Transfiguration is the appearance of his glory.
这是最重要的。
This is the most important.
但从服事的角度来看呢，我们可以看见主耶稣的服事是在祷告中领受父神所差遣。
But from the perspective of service, we see that the service of our Lord Jesus is our Lord Jesus received the service from God the Father in his prayers.
我们都晓得上十字架是主耶稣在地上最最重要的一件服事。
We all know that going to the cross is the most important service for our Lord on the earth.
主耶稣早就知道了。
Our Lord already knew.
因为这是在创世以先父神就已经定下了。
Because that is what the will of the Father established before the foundation of the world.
他知道他受天父的差遣就是为这事。
Our Lord Jesus knew that this is the reason he was sent by the Father.
所以还没有上变化山之前呢，他就告诉门徒。
So even before he went on to the Mount of Transfiguration, he told the disciples,
人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes.And be killed and be raised the third day.
但是你看见呢？这段经文里记载，主耶稣在祷告的时候，摩西和以利亚的灵却和耶稣的灵谈论耶稣去世的事。
But in this scripture, it says as he prayed, the spirit of Moses and Elijah appeared and spoke with the spirit of Jesus, talk about his decease.
我们的主呢，他服事不是随性的服事。
Our Lord's service is not according to His will.
他本是神，却不以神同等为。
He is God, but He does not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
连我们的主，他的服事都是从父来。
Even our Lord Jesus, His service is from the Father.
从祷告中，天父借着圣灵启示。
His service is what revealed by.The Heavenly Father in prayers,
并且在祷告中借着圣灵来安排
and guided by the Holy Spirit in prayer,
甚至是在每一个细节上
even in details.
而我们今天大概知道神的旨意，我们就已经起来开始做事情了
And today we just know the will of God roughly, and we rise up and started to serve.
如果我们去读主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告，我们就可以也可以看见。
And if you read the prayers in Gethsemane,
甚至他服事的力量呢，都是从十字架，就是上十字架上的力量呢，都是从祷告中。
Even his strength going to the cross was also received in prayers.
而且是天使加的。
And given by the angels in prayers.
如果我们主的服事从祷告中来的
，If our Lord's service is from prayers.
又是受祷告的支配的
and governed by prayers
那跟从主的门徒的服事也应当是这样
it is also as his disciples it is also supposed to be
所以我们不仅要敞着脸到神面前祷告
so not only should we come before the Lord to pray with an unveiled face
不仅借着祷告让神把他的儿子借着圣灵启示给我们
and to ask God to reveal His Son to us in prayers.
让他儿子的荣光向我们显现。
And to manifest the glory of His Son to us.
我们更是求主把他的服事的负担借着祷告赐给我们。
And we also ask the Lord to give us the burden of service to us.
也把那服事具体的带领也启示给我们。
And also reveal to us the guidance in our service in detail.
让我们的服事呢受祷告的支配。
So our service is governed by prayers.
而不是借着祷告求神来解决我们在服事中的那个难，克服我们。
Not that we pray to God and ask God to solve our problems in our service.
所以这是第一点，跟从主门徒的服事必须是一个祷告的人。
So that's the first aspect. As followers who serve the Lord, they have to be men of prayers.
另外呢，还有一样同样重要的一件事情。
Another very important aspect.
就是舍己。
That is to deny oneself.
主耶稣对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从。”
The Lord said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，为什么这件事情这么重要？
Dear brothers and sisters, why is this so important?
主耶稣甚至说
，Our Lord Jesus even said.
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里，比天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels.
弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得你有没有想过这件事情。
But I said, I don't know if you ever thought about this.
一个服侍的人。一个神的儿女会进到一个情形说把主跟主的道当作可耻的吗？
As a servant, as a children of God, can we ever come to a place that we are ashamed of the Lord and His word?
当我们主耶稣服侍我们的时候，我想很少的人觉得跟从主是一件为难的事情。
When our Lord Jesus serves us andfew of us will think following Jesus is hard.
至少正常情况下是这样的。
At least on the normal occasions.
当一个门徒呢要学习跟从我们主服侍的时候，情形就不一样了。
But things will be different if when a disciple started to learn how to serve.
我对不起，我拿使徒彼得做个例子。
We'll take Peter as an example.
彼得是一个祷告的人。
Peter was a man of prayer.
圣灵启示他，他见证说，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
The Spirit revealed to him that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
当彼得在那里目睹我们主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的时候
，When Peter saw that our Lord filled 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他绝对不会把主和主的道当作可耻。
He will by no means be ashamed by the Lord and His word.
甚至众人离开的时候，就
Even when many had left.
他在那里做见证说。
And he testified.
你有永生之道，我还跟从谁
？To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
那个时候对他来讲跟从主耶稣丝毫一点为难都没有。
It's not difficult at all for him to follow Jesus at that time.
但是当主耶稣跟他讲
But when Jesus said to him,
人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
The Son of Man must suffer many things from the elders, chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
彼得却拉着主耶稣说，劝他说。
Peter took him aside and rebuked him.
主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你。
Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
之所以彼得会对主耶稣这么说
，The reason why Peter will rebuke the Lord Jesus.
是因为你我没有一个人的生命。你跟我没有一个己的生命愿意说接受这样一个受苦的。
Because our self life, is not willing to accept a suffering Lord.
甚至呢，这个被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝的主。
And even a Lord who rejected by the elders, chief priests and scribes.
不仅仅这个使徒彼得的己是这样的。
Not only the self life of Peter is like this.
你我每一个人的己都是这样。
It is the same that this is how our self life is.
当神真的把这个人子的神的儿子呢更深的启示给我们的时候
，When God revealed the Son of God to us more deeply.
如果一个还活在旧造里的人
，The one who lived in the old creation.
他迟早要发现我们这个天然人。根本不愿意拣选主耶稣所拣选。
Sooner or later, you'll find that this our old self, our natural man, is not willing to choose what the Lord Jesus has chosen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们若不舍己，没有一个人愿意跟从主耶稣。
Without self-denial, and no one are willing to follow Jesus.
愿意学习跟从主的服侍。
And to learn to serve as followers.
我们每一个人的己呢，都是讨厌十字架的。
All self-lives hate the cross.
无论你信主多少年。
No matter how many years have you been a believer?
因为我们活在自己里面的时候，
If we live in ourselves,
我们的己呢，都是要保全自己的。
Ourself wants to preserve itself.
我们都是盼望要得着全世界。
We are all willing to gain the whole world.
不过呢，有人呢盼望得着埃及，就是那个。物质享乐的世界。
And some hope to gain Egypt, the material pleasures in the world.
有的人呢是要得到巴比伦。
Some want to gain a Babylon.
就是宗教的世界。
The world of religion.
只要是天然的人，他都是要保全自己生命。
A natural life, natural man, wants to preserve his life.
没有一个例外。
No exceptions.
所以呢，彼得在年老的时候，他是这样做见证的。
So Peter testified in his older age.
除非我们有受苦的心智，做你我的兵器，没有办法跟从。
Unless we arm ourselves with the mind of suffering, we're unable to follow the Lord.
跟随主首先要有受苦的心智，这是不错的。
It is true that when we follow the Lord, first we should have this mind of suffering.
但是跟随主并不能停留在这里。
But we cannot stop here.
不然呢，我们所信的不是福音。
Otherwise, what we believe is not gospel.
我们所服侍的也不是福音。
And what we serve is not gospel.
如果呢，神只是启示你我他所受的外面的苦。
If God only revealed to us that what He has suffered outwardly.
而不启示他的荣光。
Without revealing to us his glory his glory.
虽然我们在外面可能不是所有的人，可能有些人他刚强一点，可以跟从。
Some may be stronger enough to follow the Lord.
但是呢，他的心里真的是要受苦。
But inwardly he will suffer.
一个人脸上还蒙着帕子的时候，他看不到主耶稣的荣光。
When one's face is still veiled, he cannot see the glory of the sun.
只有当人脸上的帕子被除掉的时候，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
Only when the veil is removed, and that God who commands light to shine out of the darkness.
他要照亮我们的心
will shine in our hearts
叫我们得知神的荣耀的光已经显在耶稣基督的面上
so that we know that the glory the light of the knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
当神的恩典临到我们的时候我们要发现其实我们许多的认识其实都是错的
When by God's grace, oftentimes we realize that what we know are wrong.
至少是表面的，是肤浅。
Or at least it's superficial and shallow.
当我们跟从主，发现我们的主，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却枕头的地方都没有的时候。
When we find out that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
你我的感觉是什么样
？What How do you feel?
我们觉得我们主太苦。
We may feel our Lord is too miserable.
跟从主的人也好苦啊。
And also his followers are also miserable.
是不是这样
？Isn't that so?
我们觉得我们的己让我们感觉呢，我们的神从来不体恤人。
Sometimes we feel that our Lord is not compassionate.
我们以为说我们的主要求所有跟从他的人对他的家人都是不管不顾的。
We think that our Lord does not want his followers to care for his family.
甚至要放下所有社会的责任。
Even let go of all the social responsibilities.
连甚至去和家人道个别都不行的。
And you can't even bid farewell to his house.
只要你顾到一点家人呢，那就是扶着篱向后看的。
And if you cared for your family a little bit, you'll be the one putting your hand to the plow and looking back.
甚至呢，到一个地步，连父亲去世你都不可以去埋葬。
Even to a point, you cannot bury your father when he's passed.
我不晓得你读这段经文，感觉是不是和我一样
？I don't know if you feel the same as I am when you read the scripture.
还是只是我自己的感觉。
Or it is just how I feel.
如果真是这样的话，那只有宗教徒才可以做基督的门徒。
If it is so, only the religious zealous can be disciples.
人必须要到修道院呢，才可以才属灵。
You have to go to the monastery to be spiritual.
才可以跟从主。
And to follow the Lord.
所以法利赛人他不能够孝敬父母。
So the Pharisees cannot care for his family and his parents.
他怎么说呢？他说我所有的都做了个儿榜给了神。
He said, "What profit they might have received from me is korba, that is a gift to God."
当然，弟兄姊妹，千万不要误会我。
And of course, do not get me wrong.
我并不是在这里说我们必须这个。只顾自己天花板的房屋。
And I'm not saying that we should only care for our paneled houses.
我也不是说你必须要先服侍好你，把你的家安顿好，你再来服侍。
I'm not saying that you take care of your house first and then serve in the house of God.
那么难处就来了。
Now here comes the question.
我们怎么样才两头兼顾呢
？How can we find the balance?
弟兄姊妹们，
你
有办法吗？弟兄姊妹们，你们有办法吗？
Do you can you find the balance?
我必须要承认，我没有办法。
I have to confess that I cannot.
我而且相信任何在活在自己任何活在己里头的人，试着要找到一个办法来平衡，都终将要失败的。
And I believe that those who live in the self life.If they're trying to find this balance, it will surely fail.
因为这里根本不是顾不顾到家的问题。
Because the question is not about whether or not you should care for your family.
也不是顾到多少的问题。
All the question about how much you should care for.
乃是你我跟不跟从主的问题。
And the question is that if you and me are following Jesus.
愿不愿意舍己的问题。
Are willing to deny ourselves.
如果一个服侍的人不跟从主。不要说他扶着篱向后看解决不了问题。
If the one who a servant does not follow the Lord, even if
cannot solve the problem,
when you put your hand on the plow and looking back, it not only that this cannot solve that cannot solve the problem.
就算我们把篱都抛下了，全力以赴去安顿我们的家。
Even if we let go of the plow and went back and serve our house, this still cannot solve the problem.
如果人要是能的话，我们还信这福音干嘛？
If man is able, why do we need this gospel?
人最多能够判照着我们所知道的做最好的判断。
What man can do is to the best that we can.We can judge according to our best judgment.
但是人所知道的是何等有限。
But how limited a man can know.
我们且不要说人心里的事，我们不晓得。
We do not know the inner being of others.
就像当下目前外面所有的情形，你都知道了。
Even if you know all the circumstances outside,
明天会发生什么？你晓得吗？
Even if you know you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
但是人不能，不等于说神也不能。
But man is not able. It doesn't mean God is not able.
在神岂有难成的事？
There is nothing impossible to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所信的是活神。
Brothers and sisters, the God we believe is a living God.
这才是福音。
That is the gospel.
凡有人愿意为主的缘故放下自己的个人的感觉，把所有这些难题带到主面前。
If one and for the sake of the Lord is willing to put aside his own feelings,
甚至把焦虑带到主面前。
Even bring his anxieties to the Lord.
神必定要借着圣灵在祷告中一点一点引导我们。
God will surely guide him in by the Spirit in prayers.
神要人并且做见证说。
When God testified.
他要让所有跟从他的人都看见，虽然他在地上，在旷野里头40年。
For his followers, although they were in the world in the wilderness for 40 years.
衣衫也不会破。
And their clothes is not worn out.
脚也不会肿。
And their feet are not swollen.
凡救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Those who are willing to save his life will lose it, and those who loses his life for his sake will save it.
虽然在人看来呢，我们的难处是一个接着一个。
Although and we have the difficulties one after the other.
好像没有安息一样。
Although we do, it seems we do not have any peace.
但是圣灵说要带我们进入他儿子的安息。
But the Holy Spirit will take us into the peace of the Son of God.
虽然我们主呢在外面好像有极大的难处。
Although outwardly there are many difficulties.
但是呢，我们的主所有的苦都是在他的肉身。
But all those difficulties are in on his flesh.
在他里面呢有完全的安息。
Inwardly he has a perfect peace.
诗篇16篇见证说，他的灵欢喜，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也安居在指望当中。
Psalm 16 says, "My spirit rejoice and my soul rejoice because my flesh dwells in a hope."
甚至他的肉身虽然是痛苦。
Even when his earthly body suffered.
但是他的肉身仍然在指望当中。
But his flesh is still in hope.
他，我们主耶稣里头一点苦的感觉没有。
Inside he's not miserable.
而是呢，他被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。”
But he rejoiced in the spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because this is your this seemed good in your sight."
所以跟从他的门徒，他服侍根本不需要回头。
So as his followers, when we serve, we do not need to look back.
我们只要问是否服的是主耶稣的礼，负的是主的恶。
All we should ask is that whether or not we are bearing the same yoke, we are bearing the Lord Jesus' yoke.
你我都要发现，其实我们的家人也是神服侍的一部分。
Then you will find out that even our house is also served by God.
而不是在神工作以外。
It's not outside the work of God.
主耶稣在他自己离世的时候呢，他仍然纪念他肉身的母亲。
Our Lord Jesus, before he left, departed on the earth, he remembered his mother in flesh.
就把他托付给门徒约翰。
And he entrusted her to disciple John.
因为身子是为着主，你我都是肢体，我们是一个身体，是为着主。
Because the body is for the Lord. You and I are all the members in the body.
我们的主也是为着身体。
And our Lord is also for the body.
而且神的时候呢，一定是最好。
And also the timing of the God's timing is always the best.
他的方法也是最好的。
And his methods are always the best. His ways are always the best.
一个不跟从主的人呢，你即便离开去安葬你的父亲、亲人。
The one who does not follow the Lord, even though he left and went back to bury his relatives.
最多就是死人埋葬死人就是。
To the most is the dead that bury their dead.
被埋葬的是肉身死的人。
And those who are buried are those who die in flesh.
去埋葬的人呢，人也是死。
And the one who go to bury is also dead.
而一个跟从主的人呢，他去参加葬礼。
A follower as followers of God, when he go to the memorial service,
他是在那里为神做见证。
He is testifying for God.
是在那里服侍神。
He's serving the Lord.
最后我再讲一个例子。
Lastly,
我的时间不多。
I'll share a testimony.
我认识一个弟兄。
I know a brother.
他是出生在一个很世俗的这个犹太人家。
He was born in a secular Jewish family.
一个典型的犹太人家庭的认为呢，你要么做银行家，要么做医生，要么做律师。
As for a typical Jewish family, as success is that they can be grow up to be a banker or a doctor or a lawyer.
但是我的弟兄呢，在大学这个认识主耶稣以后。
But my brother, after he accepted Jesus, when he was in college,
他就定义跟从主耶稣，顺服神一切的安排和带领。
He determined to follow Jesus and obeyed his guidance.
他毕业以后呢，从事这个合成化学，合成有机化学的研究。
After he graduated, he engaged in synthetic organic chemistry.
他没有成为犹太人传统的成功人。
He did not become the traditional Jewish elite.
但是凡认识他的人呢，都晓得。
But all those who know him, they all know.
他不仅在传福音的时候呢，在那里见证神。
Not only does he testify for the Lord when he was preaching the gospel.
他做学术研究呢，和去参加学术会议，跟别的人完全不一样。
He is different from anyone else when he was doing research and attending conferences.
甚至有的人都是称他癫狂。
Even some people said he is out of his mind.
最近我在看他在网上跟一个无神论者的这个 YouTuber.
Lately, I watched a video. It's about he debated with an atheist.
跟在网上跟那个这个、YouTube 在辩论这个生命起这个他有一个 research 叫Origin of Life 的这个的一帮也科学家在那里辩论。
It's a debate about the origin of life. He debated with other scientists.
因为我好些年没有见到他了，我现在才知道呢，他不仅是一个有名望的教授。
I haven't seen him for many years. Now I know he's not only is he a prestigious professor now.
而且是很多 subscriber 的这个 YouTuber.
And he also has he's also a YouTuber with many subscribers.
我们中间很多年轻人盼望成为 YouTuber.
Many young people among us wanted to be a YouTuber.
但我的弟兄们，他做 YouTuber 跟所有人做 YouTuber 都不一样。
But my brother, his YouTube is different from others.
我感谢神，我的弟兄因着他这样特别的服侍。
But thanks be to God because of his special service.
他帮助了许多那些这个所谓在科学界里被这些所谓的科学所欺骗的这些基督徒。
He had helped those Christians who were deceived by the so-called science.
我相信神喜悦我弟兄的服侍。
I think God takes pleasure in our brother's service.
并不是因为他是一个有名望的科学家。
It's not because he's a prestigious scientist.
也不是因为他传福音的这个热心跟摆上。
Not because of his zeal and his devotion in preaching the gospel.
是因为他是愿意跟从主耶稣的仆人。
It's because he is a servant.That is willing to follow Jesus.
我相信他当初决定跟从主的时候。
I believe at the time, when he decided to follow the Lord.
选择学习这个做这个有机化学的时候。
When he decided to go to the research in synthetic organic chemistry.
他从来没有想过神会把他 制作成今天这个样子。
He probably never thought that the Lord God will mold him into the vessel like this.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神虽然不会把我们变成一个有名望的教授
，God may not mold us into a prestigious professor，
或者成为一个有名的 YouTuber，
or a popular YouTuber，
但是神可以让任何一个人，只要你愿意成为跟从主的门徒。
But as long as you are willing, God will mold you into a disciple who follow the Lord. This is my fellowship.